Well, Adam, let's take a minute or two here and talk about the Ohio House passing Senate Bill 150. Good news.
Yeah, good news, and it's just, you know, we're moving in this direction of trying to educate more farmers. Unfortunately, it does include a certification requirement, which does force a little more regulation on farmers, but it's a step in the right direction when you look at the bill from start to finish. And when we looked at the bill in the beginning, Dave, there were more regulations on farmers than we would like to have seen, and to get it to a certification education program where we are now is much better than where we would have started.
I was going to say, this is a piece of legislation that agriculture really got busy and worked hard on.
Yeah, you know, this has been a several year process. 3 years now, off and on, we've been working with state agencies, with the administration, with the House and the Senate, to try and get this right. And you know, we have an issue with algal blooms in Lake Erie to some extent still, in Grand Lake St. Mary's and others. So we really have to hone in and help be part of the solution. I don't think we are the solution by any stretch of the imagination, nor are we agriculture the only piece of the pie that's creating this situation in waterways across the state. But we are going to pitch in, and we are going to try and help get to where we need to be so we have healthy lakes and healthy water systems.
Adam, was there any one thing that allowed agriculture to get behind this piece of legislation and support it the way they did?
Yeah, I think the big step was making it more about educating Ohio's farmers, taking some practices that we have been looking at for years and continuing to test and make sure that the phosphorus is staying on the field and not leaving the field, and we'll have a mechanism for taking those checkoff dollars that we are using to understand how this soluble phosphorus is leaving the farm field and getting into the water streams, how we can find out what practices will help solve some of those issues, and then eventually tell the farmers how to help them keep soluble phosphorus from leaving their fields through this education program. And I think this is the right piece to the puzzle instead of regulating. And I think that's what brought farmers along in this whole conversation.
Is there a timetable for all of this to kind of move along now?
Yeah, that's a real good question. And as we look forward to, the bill will go into effect 90 days after it's signed. So that there was some conversation about making it effective immediately, which only means that the bill is effective, not that the law is. And there will be some rules that need to be written and then instituted, and those will take another 90 days just to get through the process. So even if the rules were written now and everything was in the can, ready to go, we're still looking at 180 days before the effectiveness of the changes that are in this bill. So when you look at that piece of the pie, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see something that's effective somewhere in 2015, Dave.
As farmers around the state hear more and more about Senate Bill 150 and what some of the requirements are, what are you hoping they will keep in mind?
I'm hoping they'll keep in mind that this is just a step in the whole process to helping find some solution to some of the problems with the lakes. But also keep in mind that, you know, there's practices and new things out there that'll help us understand how we can farm better, how we can save more money on the farm and become more profitable at the farm level, and thus be able to do what we do a little more efficiently.